back with more of Mike and McCarty on 1017 FM and 710 Kiel.
I hope Ruben's happy.
I'm sure he is.
Who approved? I don't think he needs time off.
He has to have time
off. He doesn't do anything.
Hey, he has to have time off. Leave Ruben alone. I hope he's having a, I hope he's sleeping in is what I hope.
Yeah, me too. I hope he doesn't hear a word of this.
Yeah. He'll take more time off.
And I say he doesn't do anything out of sheer sarcasm.
No kidding. Yeah, he's a busy man.
I don't know that anybody in the building works harder than he does.
He hits the ground when
he hits
the door.
Other than maybe Dusty.
Yeah, oh, Dusty. Yeah, Dusty's
my gosh.
Yeah. God bless him.
Have you seen his wall? Have you seen all the hats that he wears?
Oh, man.
All the markets. It's
unreal.
Crazy.
It's unreal. Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Good time. Had a good time. Had a party, swim party to go to, which was fabulous. We solved all the world's problems in about 4 or 5 hours,
wow,
which was wonderful. So the world should be perfect today. I do have something to tell you about. How about right before 7?
Okay.
You know what? I might tell you right now.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, you're a girl, Dad. You have a girl.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's turn the clock back to when that girl was 5.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Are you going to make me cry?
No. I just think... Sometimes, and we're going to talk about this more than once today because this just stunned me. Talking to a friend, and she's got grandchildren, and this is her, I guess, her son's youngest daughter, who's 5.
Okay, her son's youngest daughter.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this child is getting ready to go to kindergarten, okay? And this child went up to daddy. They're talking about what school supplies they're getting and all this. And this child promptly told daddy, mind you, 5. She's 5.
Oh, no.
She said, if I don't get a purple JanSport backpack, I'm not going to school. Okay, she's 5. 5. If I don't get a purple JanSport backpack,
that's
I'm
not how you ask
going
for one.
To school. So I asked all my girlfriends, what do you do with that child? And almost overwhelmingly, they said, that child's going to school with a brown paper bag.
I was just going to say, you're forcing me to buy a clear backpack or something.
Yeah, you're getting the...
Not a JanSport
either.
You're
getting the cheapest I can find. And then every other kid in the class is going to get a purple JanSport, except you. You'll be the only one without one.
You're exactly right. Yes.
But I don't think that's what happened.
Oh,
I think she got her purple JanSport backpack.
That's why she talks that way.
Mike, forward the clock to when she's 15.
Okay. Oh, I want a Corvette.
The Louis Vuittons.
Yeah.
I got to have them. I can't go to school without the Louis Vuitton. I can't go to school without the Birkin bag.
I see you've created a golem.
What kind of monster are you creating?
Exactly.
That child would never get that purple backpack in my house. Now,
no.
Never. It would never happen.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree.
And I don't understand why you cater to that. Mm-mm. Why you say, I'll do it.
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get it. You got to teach the child a lesson. You got to say, you know what? You didn't ask properly. So maybe September 1st, you're going to go to school. You're going to start school with a basic backpack. Maybe September 1st, if you've asked nicely, we'll think about it. But until then, here's your cheap backpack.
Yeah. Here's your grocery bag.
Yeah.
Don't lose your protractor.
I don't know why parents are letting children run the roost.
Oh, I don't either.
Because you're heading for trouble. I'm just telling you, you're heading for trouble.
They're the ones that are going to have to pay that restaurant for unruly children. Have you seen that story?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I love it.
Oh.
They're charging parents when their children are disruptive and tear up stuff.
Right.
One of the kids threw a credit card machine on the floor and broke it.
Mm.
$323. Thank you. You're paying this.
Yeah. And the only reason this child knows they can ask daddy for that purple is because they know that that'll work.
Right.
They have learned in their dealings with their family that this will work. This tactic will work. You're rewarding bad behavior. Stop it. Stop it. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I wholeheartedly agree. William Bradford talked to us about some exciting job growth in our area. Hear what he's got to say in about 10 minutes. Mike and McCarty, 1017 FM, 710keel.com.
Let's get back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 1017 FM and 710 Keel.
William Bradford talking about exciting job growth coming up next. 1017 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty.
Now more breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 1017 FM and 710 Keel. Back to the big stories of the day with Mike and McCarty on 1017 FM and 710 Keel.
This could be one of the greatest days in American history.
Okay. Because of?
Today, the House is scheduled to vote on the Sunshine Protection Act.
I saw that. Keeping daylight saving time.
All year long. They're finally got it on the agenda.
Senate's already passed it.
Well, it's got to go. The Senate passed it like in 2021 or something. So I think it's got to go back to the Senate.
To get the rubber stamp. Okay.
And then President Trump has to sign it.
Mm.
But he's already supported. He's already voiced his support for this.
And we already have a law in Louisiana where if the feds change it, we do it.
19 states have trigger laws already enacted. If the feds pass it, it's automatically in Louisiana.
Ooh, I love this.
I know.
It's going to pass in the House, isn't it?
Well, it's even Tom Cotton is opposed.
Why?
There is some it's going to be the sunrise in the winter is going to be dangerously late and children walking to.
Oh.
Come on.
Please. Please.
If your kid can't navigate to the bus stop, you got more problems than daylight saving time.
Yeah, that's for sure. Because the kids want daylight in the evening, too. Truth be known.
Everybody does.
Everybody does.
Overwhelmingly supported across the country. Let's get rid of this once and for all.
Stop changing the clock twice a year. It's silly.
It is silly.
It's
in
silly.
In 2026.
It's time to stop it. I hope they pass it.
I don't know exactly what time it is, but it is scheduled for today.
It's so. 1 hour later somewhere, anyway.
Yeah.
That's frustrating. Just get it done, and then we can stop. Would it actually go into effect next year? That quick? That'd be nice.
I guess. Yeah, that'd be real nice.
Really
nice. The next time change is scheduled for November 1st.
November 1st. Yeah, they won't have it ready by then, I'm sure.
So we'll have to.
Okay. Let's get her done.
Yeah.
Let's definitely get her done. Frustrating.
So anyway.
I hope the Senate will abide by whatever the House passes and just move on down the road. Let's get it finished and wrapped up and the trigger laws will go into effect. I wonder what in other states, though, if the trigger laws are not in place, will they still change their clocks? So will it be different times in different states? Like if we go to Mississippi, will it be a different time?
That's a good question.
We got to fix that.
Yeah.
We don't want to be late in Mississippi or late in Arkansas.
19 states. That leaves how many?
31.
Just kidding.
Yeah, that wouldn't be falling under that federal law. So they'd have to either change their law.
There are a few states that don't observe it anyway.
You're absolutely right.
I think Arizona does not observe daylight saving time.
I think Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So. Maybe Indiana? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Part of Indiana? It was weird. Part of Indiana. It was a bizarre state. But anyway, Just fix it. Just do it the right way, please.
So we will definitely follow up on that.
Definitely.
Mike Strain, Louisiana Agricultural Commissioner, going to be joining us after the news top of the hour, talking about, wow, skeeters.
Man.
They're bad.
They're bad.
And we got more rain this weekend, mm-hmm. which means more skeeters.
Yeah.
All the deets coming up. Get that.
All the deets. Very good. Yeah.
101.7 FM, 710. Seven FM 710 Keel. Mike and McCarty on the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline this morning. Louisiana Agricultural Commissioner Mike Strain joining us. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for jumping on with us this morning. It's we just had more rain over the weekend, and that means, of course, in this hot and humid climate, we got more skeeters than we know what to do with.
That's right. It is mosquito time. You know, when you have these rains between 4 and 10 days after you have the rains, you can have literally an explosion of mosquitoes. Mosquitoes have a very short life cycle. It can be as short as 4 days for them to go ahead and really, after a rain, to really erupt. And, of course, you know, there are a number of different mosquitoes. We have the southern house mosquito, the Asian tiger, the floodwater mosquito. Those are the main ones. And in addition to causing a lot of aggravation, they can carry some nasty diseases as well. You think of West Nile and Eastern encephalitis and others. So we need to do everything we can. You know, after these rains, first thing you can do is look around your home or your farm and drain any standing water that you can. Mm-hmm. And of course, always be prepared. And right now, especially, look, you get out there late in the evening, if you've been out there, mosquitoes, they like CO2 that's put off by your body. They like lactic acid. So if you're out sweating hard, especially late in the evening, you better be prepared. You better wear a long sleeve shirt. You better wear a hat. And you need to wear a mosquito repellent with DEET and a DEET and other things because you don't want to get bit by these mosquitoes. But you're right. They are fierce.
Commissioner, I know when I'm sitting on the porch, they seem to attack me more than they do my wife. Is there something some people have that makes them more attractive to mosquitoes?
Yes. Well, it is. One, it can be the level of CO2 put off by your body. Also, if you've been out in the garden, if you've been out sweating, they like that. But it just seems that some people they are more attracted to. Now, that may be an old wives' tale, but no, they are. There are certain things that they are attracted to. You know, a lot of the times people talk about maybe, you know, diet and that sort of thing can have some effect, you know, there, but they are attracted to a number of things. And so certain fatty acids is that they like, you know, and
my daddy used to tell me it was because I was sweet, Mike.
I would have to agree with that, maybe, you know.
But I think he was lying to me.
He didn't say that about me.
They're looking for a good meal, and so that's why everybody, you have to protect yourself. You know, and I can tell you here on the farm yesterday, they were just incredible. We've been getting a lot of rain. If you look back January, February, March, the Shreveport area was, you know, in a D3 drought. And with this rain today, we're probably getting close to normal. Mm-hmm. You know, normally by this time of year, we've had 30 inches and we've had 28 inches just in the last, you know, really a couple of months. And, you know, post-tropical storm Arthur, we've had a lot of rain and more rain coming. And so, you know, we've had more rain in a shorter period of time. And, of course, standing water is our big enemy. And I know Caddo has a mosquito control. They do a tremendous job, and that is very necessary. But we need to do our parts as well.
We do need to know, but because West Nile virus is carried typically by the mosquitoes, we're not seeing any big spikes yet. But you do have to worry about that, right?
Well, it is cyclical. It cycles. And so what happens is that normally, what we see that most commonly beginning August, September. September is normally our worst month. But you will see that generally speaking after you have these spikes in rain, about 10 to 15 days, you have that surge of mosquitoes. And about 10 days later after that, you may start seeing it in horses. We may start picking it up. And we have sentinel chickens out there and testing mosquitoes. And then once you see it in the horses, you know, if you see that cases are being reported in horses, then it's very likely you'll start seeing cases in people. And so what happens is that you can go for years and have a low number of cases of, you know, the encephalitis, but then it will cycle, and it cycles in small mammals and wildlife and in reptiles. And that's the reservoir of small birds. And so what happens is that you don't have that background immunity in the environment, and then you get a blow up of virus, a high viral count in the environment, and that spills over into the human population. Now, we recommend that you vaccinate your horses, contact your veterinarian. There are good vaccines for horses. The other thing you can do is put up some fans. Where your horses all put up fans, where your chickens all put up fans, fans help deter the mosquitoes by physically blowing them away. And again, but West Nile is, it's going to be with us forever because it's in the wild population.
The time of day to avoid being outside is right at sunset. That's the worst time, right?
Right at sunset. That's exactly.
My favorite time of day.
Yeah, and for us country people, you know, daylight and dark, right?
Mm-hmm.
That sunset is, that's when they really come out. So early in the morning and extremely late in the evening. But if it's, you get out there, you know, and it doesn't have to be right at, you know, sunset. If it's really hot and it's humid, it's muggy and it's icky, and especially if you're in an area with a lot of vegetation and tall grass, you're going to see, you know, quite a lot of mosquitoes. We're also seeing a lot of ticks right now, and they, because of just the humid weather and a lot of high grass. And so, you know, be very careful because ticks carry some nasty diseases as well.
Okay, be careful of those skeeters, definitely. Thank you, Mike.
That's right. And if you're out there, if you're putting sunscreen on, let the sunscreen dry, then put your mosquito spray on.
Okay.
If you can rub it on, you don't spray your face, put it on your hands, wipe your face down. But there's some very good mosquito repellents, and so get a good commercial mosquito repellent as well. But also oil of lemon works well, as well as the products with DEET and the other commercial compounds.
Louisiana Ag Commissioner Mike Strain. Thank you, Mike. We'll talk to you soon, sir.
Y'all have a great day.
You bet.
You too. Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and on the free Keel app.
Back with more of Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
I don't know who said it was okay for Ruben to take time off.
I'm not sure. I don't know who approved this.
Who allowed that to happen?
No.
But Ruben's out, so I'm at the wheel. That's why we're hitting the side of the mountain, by the way.
We hadn't hit a mountain.
No, yet. It hasn't been bad.
We clipped a tree.
Okay. We got a message on the Shreveport Security Systems message board. Earlier, we played our conversation with Thomas Presley, state senator, about the state QR code.
Mm-hmm.
As most of you probably know, the vehicle registration is gone. History. No more.
Not vehicle registration.
No. Inspection stickers.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's it. The registration is in my head, and you'll know why. No more inspection stickers.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be replaced by a QR code.
Yes.
That's going to go on your windshield. It's a sticker, and in the same place that your inspection sticker went.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the state is going to mail, first of all, it says, our message said, good morning. I just listened to the replay with Senator Presley. As a disabled veteran, I'm not required to renew a vehicle registration. Interesting. How is the state going to issue the QR sticker? I have not read or heard what the plan is to address this issue. And then there's in quotations, in Louisiana, disabled veterans with a VA service-connected disability rating of 50% or higher are eligible for a free, non-expiring disabled veteran license plate. Okay, that's how that works. The plate exempts the qualifying vehicle from annual registration fees. So I'm assuming they're going to send the sticker also.
To whatever address you have for that car.
Right.
Yes.
Now, we asked Senator Presley and we asked Alan Seabaugh, and it wasn't quite clear.
It was muddy.
It was a little muddy. But here's what's going to happen. I've done a little research. They're going to mail out your new QR code sticker with your new registration.
Okay.
This takes place January 1st. Inspection stickers are really no longer valid.
Now, wait. They don't just mail out your registration. You have to pay for it.
Well, yeah. Once you pay for it, they're going to mail it out.
I haven't paid for it yet. So when do I get it?
Well, you do that online.
Just like do normal. I get a notification of that?
Of course it does.
Of when that's due?
You get your thing in the mail, and you go on. I go on to expresslane.org.
Okay. See, I haven't seen one of those in a long time. Is mine probably expired?
We'll have to go look.
I don't know.
It's because you still have, even if it's a Bentley, you still have to register.
Do you? Okay.
You'll get that thing in the mail.
All right.
And then, like I said, I go online to expresslane.org, pay the... Now, you know, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
And then they mail you your registration.
Okay.
With the sticker that goes on your license plate, right?
All right. So if you want to get ahead of it,
QR code.
Go ahead and go to expresslane.org and get it started, the process started.
Well, they're
going
to mail it to you. Now,
they're not unless you pay first. That's what I mean.
No, but they're still going to mail it to you.
So go and get it in the way. Go pay for it is what I'm telling you.
You don't have to. Not until it's due. You don't have to. They're not going to write you a sticker if your vehicle registration, which is on your license plate.
Okay.
There's a 28, a little number.
So you don't need a QR code until that expires?
Right.
Ah.
They're not going to write you a ticket if you don't have a QR code, if your vehicle registration still isn't due for renewal.
Very interesting. So that means that that disabled veteran won't need a QR code then?
Won't need one. Probably won't need one.
Because his license plate's good forever.
Right. Now, they may just mail those. I don't know.
Interesting.
But it says the QR code system is tied directly to your registration. The state is handling the rollout through a rolling transition. Keep driving safely. You can legally drive your vehicle with your unexpired registration.
Okay.
Law enforcement officers are legally prohibited from ticketing drivers for missing or expired traditional inspection stickers. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be pulled over for not having a QR code yet.
What if I just never put a QR code on my car?
You're being a butthead. Wait for
your
renewal.
Who doesn't have an inspection sticker on their truck today?
You will simply receive your $6 QR code sticker in the mail from the Louisiana Office. See what I did there? Office of Motor Vehicles when your normal registration renewal window finally opens later in 27 or 28.
Are police really going to care about the QR code?
Probably not. So I think this is a tempest in a teacup.
Oh, yeah.
People are way, way, way too worried about this.
I know.
It's not that big a deal. I guarantee you police officers are like, we got bigger fish to fry than your little QR code sticker.
Right,
we're not
exactly.
out looking for QR code stickers.
Missing QR code stickers.
Right.
Yeah, okay. I might just put it in some weird place just to say, I didn't know. I didn't know where it was supposed to go. Might put it on my inside rear mirror.
And why is that?
Just to be a duty head.
Thank you. Exactly.
Yeah. Pretty much. Exactly. Just to be. We don't need QR codes. They need to pass a law getting rid of this. This was stupid.
This was stupid.
Just bump my registration fee up $6 or whatever.
And let's rock and roll.
And let's go.
Yes.
How stupid was this?
QR code.
Dumbasses. Edit that out.
Oh!
Do we have the thing on? Do you even have it on today?
Oh, you know what? I don't know if I do.
Oh, Lord. We could get in trouble today. FCC, don't be listening today.
Micah McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710 KEO.
Let's get back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 KEO.
We were talking about the QR codes, and you don't need to worry. You don't need to worry.
Mm-hmm.
Right now you can't get tickets for inspection stickers.
And you don't need a car inspection. If yours is expired, it's okay.
It's okay.
You're all right. No tickets are going to be written.
Right.
Don't stress out.
We got a question. We got a comment on the Shreveport Security Systems message board that says, I think bad, if they think bad guys won't get the kind of scanners cops have, they're crazy.
Mm.
This is dangerous and will give bad guys the ability to get personal information on anyone they target.
Mm.
I don't like the QR code idea.
I don't either. And I
don't either. And neither does Alan Seabaugh. Neither does most of them.
I'm not really sure. The governor wanted it. I don't understand why.
I don't either.
I'm not sure.
Does he own a QR code printing company?
I don't know. I did have a couple of people, you know, how are we going to get the inspection sticker off of our windshield? Razor blade.
It's easy.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Just get a razor blade out there and get it, scrape it off, and you're good.
Okay.
And you can take it off now if you want.
Okay. I haven't told this story.
Uh-oh.
But I think I can now.
Can you go to jail for this?
I don't think now.
Not anymore.
Not now.
Yep.
I bought my truck from a company my daughter worked for. Is an oil and gas company.
Okay.
It was in Midland, Texas, and they brought it over to Dallas. They brought a few trucks back in. They had kind of hit their life or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Toyota Tundra.
Nice truck.
I got a great deal on it. I mean, a great deal.
Got it in Texas.
In Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it had a Texas inspection sticker.
Texas has inspection stickers?
They did at that time.
Okay.
Drove it home. Texas inspection sticker.
Mm-hmm.
I said, don't need the Texas inspection sticker. Scraped it off.
Okay.
How many years ago was this?
I mean, eight?
It's the, no.
Seven?
No, because it's...
You've had it 5 years at least.
At least.
I don't know how long you had it.
I've had it a while.
Yep.
I've had it a while. Then I got a crack in my windshield.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the crack never went across the driver's view. They say if it's in the driver's view, if it goes across like your eye line, you can't get it inspected.
Right.
It was down low. It went, you know, it but I thought, I kept putting it off. I don't want to put a new windshield on this to get an inspection. I've never gotten it inspected.
It's never had an inspection sticker.
It's never had a Louisiana inspection sticker.
Ooh,
Aaron.
5 years plus?
Yeah.
Wow. Didn't you just get pulled over the other day?
Not in this car. Not in my truck.
Okay,
it was
good.
The 4Runner. Which
and
is
inspection
legal.
Stickers right now, they're not writing tickets. Not
even, yeah.
Yeah,
I did get pulled over on I-20. I was kind of...
How'd you have 5 years with no inspection sticker and nobody ever said a word?
I don't know.
Wow.
Because I think the fact that there was nothing there as opposed to something that said like 22 on it.
Right.
Or
right.
23 or whatever it was.
Interesting.
There was nothing to draw attention to the fact that it was...
Outdated.
Outdated.
Hmm.
So I never got an inspection
Wow. So what's to stop us from never putting the QR code on our car?
I don't know that... Because at what point are they going to go, this wasn't a good idea?
Yeah,
we're
half the cars don't have them on it. Half the... Yeah.
People are abusing this. They now have downloaded... scanners that they can get our information that the police can get.
And
this,
you know,
wasn't a good idea.
Let me just say, because they say that with the QR code, police can scan them and find out your address and all about
right.
you and whether there's a warrant out for your arrest. If I know you can find out from that sticker there's a warrant out for my arrest, that sticker is never going on my car. I'm never going to put that sticker on my car.
I'll take the ticket.
Yeah,
right.
Write me a
Good
ticket.
Point. Great point.
For no QR code. I'm never going to give you the opportunity to scan my car and go, oh, warrant out for this person's arrest. Let's wait for him to get out of Brookshire's.
See, we've got great listeners.
Oh, okay.
Just got a message. Just put multiple QR codes around the mandated one. You can have custom codes made that lead to anywhere you would like.
win free Disney tickets. Scan the QR code. Oh, man.
That's awesome.
Wow. What a mess.
101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty.
Three. Now more breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Okay, I've been following something that's going to make your blood boil.
Oh, no.
You ready?
No.
You know New Orleans is in great shape, right?
and let me tell you, I hate that.
I know. It's
because
so terrible.
It's such a beautiful city.
Mm-hmm.
It has such possibility. I love New Orleans.
They had a proposal before the State Bond Commission that would allow them to go out to a bank or financial institution and borrow $110 million. The city of New Orleans. Okay. We're going to ask the bond commission, hey, give us the authority to go out and borrow this money because we need the money for day-to-day operating expenses. You're going to borrow money to pay operating expenses.
There's no reason New Orleans shouldn't be flush with cash.
And here's the mayor, Helena Moreno, decided to pull that bond request because she knew it was dead on arrival. There's no way the bond commission's going to allow you to borrow money when we know you're going to struggle to pay it back. Yeah. So they said, and New Orleans said, we're going to pull out. We're going to stop. We're not going to pursue that. Now the mayor's asking for a face-to-face meeting with the governor because he's been critical, and he said New Orleans has been treating Louisiana as an ATM, and those days are over. We're no longer just going to pick up the pieces when you cannot manage your budget. Now, the current mayor, to her credit, has said, look, this financial disaster was left by my predecessor, LaToya the Destroyer, and they are in financial problems. So her hiring freeze is going to continue. There may be layoffs. I'm like you. How are you not rolling in cash?
It's the number one tourist destination in the state.
Yes, in the South almost.
Right.
Seriously.
It's an historic city.
You all obviously have been mismanaging money for years.
Thank you.
You must get to the bottom of that. And you can't look to go borrow money to get out of a financial situation. If I can't pay my bills, is it a real good idea to go
borrow money?
Get a new credit card?
Right.
And start charging on that credit card,
right,
to pay the old credit cards?
Well, sure, it makes perfect sense.
It's a real logical explanation, right? And then keep spending like I'm spending.
Okay, New Orleans residents, how about this? Stop electing losers.
Yes. Oh, you get what you pay for, folks. Yeah. You get what you hire, and you're getting problems.
There's no reason they shouldn't be the richest city in this state.
Oh, abso-freaking-lutely. No doubt about it. And to see they wanted to borrow $100 million for operating expenses, really?
Their police should be the highest paid.
Yep.
They should have the best streets.
Mm-hmm. I know. I told you were going to pib.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty.
Back with more of Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
All right, a couple follow-ups. You talked about New Orleans being broke.
Mm-hmm.
Got a message on the Shreveport Security Systems message board, and it says, that's exactly why Shreveport can't get a tax passed right now. People are tired of the mismanaged money.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And all of the, statewide, all of the propositions fail. The resolutions,
yes,
fail. Because people are tired. They don't trust government anymore.
Nope. Exactly right. We don't trust government. We don't think you're doing right by with our money. And you're never going to get anything passed. It's frightening.
Follow up on the QR codes. I made the point last segment, how long is it going to be before there's a problem and the state, I don't know that the state will ever admit, but the state goes, okay, this wasn't a good idea. Message says, How long before this QR code gets challenged in court as an invasion of privacy and costs us money to defend, which the state will do with our money?
Yep.
They can't get, all caps, anything right. JJ has a pretty good suggestion. Just put the QR code on the registration paper that we're required to carry in our car. No stickers. Problem solved.
Yep, just bump the fee up to cover for the inspection sticker fee that you lost to $6. And I know that they dropped it from 10 to 6, so that's fine. And we're good to go. What's the big reason for the QR code anyway? Do we know?
I don't know. And what? Why would a cop need to scan? If they stop you, they're just going to get your registration, and that's the first thing they ask you. Let me see your driver's license, registration, and proof of insurance.
Maybe, and see, the QR code is going to show you that, so maybe they won't have to have that anymore. They can scan that, and because I know I show them my insurance on my phone now.
But then you have to walk up to the car.
Yep, you have to walk up to the driver's side windshield.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's dangerous.
That is dangerous. It absolutely is. I see, the only thing I see good about the QR code, I see a mass crowd gathered somewhere, and I see police being able to pull out their QR code and run through all the cars. I see it. Are there warrants for any of these people?
You made a great point. Just go like drive through Ford Park on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Pull out your QR code. You don't have to run the license plate at all because that takes some time.
You have to get dispatched to run it and then wait on the... Yeah, I see.
Just run your little QR code thing across every windshield and as you walk through the park and... warrant for this one. Warrant for this one. Wait till they come back to the car.
Is that how it goes?
It goes, warrant for this one. Yeah, that's how it's going to go. Warrant. But, like I said before, if there's a warrant out for my arrest, ain't no QR code going on my windshield. I promise
right,
you.
Right, that's true.
It's not going to happen. Anyway.
Sunshine Protection Act. We're going to talk about that next hour. Micah McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710keel.com. Seven FM 710 Keel, Micah McCarty. 12 minutes past the hour. I don't know. It makes us sound like we're big time.
No, it makes us sound like we're from the 1980s. It's okay. It's all right. 80s it is. I'm all about this proposal that I saw.
I like this idea.
This is, and I now, look, I do not like self-checkout.
See,
not a fan.
You mentioned that. I am.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
See, because I always have produce, and you got to weigh the produce, and there's always a problem if it's on sale. It doesn't come up at the sale price or whatever. So
okay, I see
always that. Yeah. Have to get the clerk who's at the podium to come over. And why do they take their sweet-ass time walking over to your register if the light comes on and they know you need help?
Because they got to do something.
They got to move.
They got to get off their phone and go do something.
Yeah, they got to, and they always mosey over to you as slow as they can possibly walk.
What do you want, you idiot?
What can I help you with, ma'am? They call you ma'am in this real derogatory way. Anyway, so there's a new proposal. New York is looking at passing that if you do self-checkout with your stuff.
Okay, you know what they say. If you meet a butthole in the morning.
Yeah.
You met a butthole?
Mm-hmm.
But if you meet buttholes all day long?
Yeah. You're the butthole.
You're the butthole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to throw that out there.
That's not me. I promise you it's not me. 10% off of your total tab.
10%?
If you self-checkout. So if you're going to spend $100 at Target, Brookshire's, wherever.
Right.
You knock 10%. You're going to pay 90.
You get 10 bucks back.
$10 off
your tab.
I'm
all for that.
Because look,
I'm using it anyway.
See, they're saving a worker.
Right.
They don't have to have a worker to check you out. They just have a machine that they paid one-time fee for.
But aren't a lot of stores, like, eliminating or diminishing the number of self-checkout registers because these buttheads are stealing stuff?
Yeah, I don't know.
Scanning something they have four of and they scan it twice and put the other two in the bag?
There's been a lot of that going on. But I see it at Circle K. There's one Circle K. Where was I? East Bank Circle K. It's busy. I mean, slammed busy. And the one in Highland, the big one there.
Oh yeah,
it's slammed busy
always.
And those self checkouts are slammed busy. But I'm always there with a lottery ticket, so I have to see a human. They have to scan it and print me a new one. But 10% off your Circle K tab if you go to the self-checkout.
Circle K also?
It'd be everybody.
Oh, I see. It's legislation.
Yeah, it's legislation that would say if you self-checkout somewhere, you pay 10% less. That comes right off their bottom line. Would they agree to that? Or would they say, we're not going to do self-checkout anymore. We'll hire workers. Or we'll make customers wait. Customers will just have to wait longer in lines where we have one checker. But I see, I'm not a fan, but I would do it.
Yeah.
If I'm going to save 10% off my $100 or $200 or $400 grocery bill to save. I'm doing it. If I'm going to save $40 off my grocery bill.
How many times have you gone into Walmart going, I'm just going to pick up this and this, $20 at the max, and you go out with an $80
or $100
tab?
Yes.
Right.
Because I can't go in Sam's Club because of
Steve
that.
Martin in the Jerk. I need this.
That's why I grocery shop online. That's the one reason that I still do that. Because if I grocery shop in person, I buy double what I need.
I'm thinking Line Avenue. You mean online?
Online.
Okay. I thought you meant the Gucci Brookshires online.
Yeah. No, I shop online.
Now, that's
I do
a
all
great,
my groceries.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Because I double my bill if I go inside.
Then you're not shopping hungry and B, impulse buying.
Yeah.
They got this on sale. Let me pick these up.
It's a great question. I just got a great question. Can I go inside and pay for gas at the self-checkout and save 10%? What a great idea.
Why not just at the register at the pump?
You're doing it yourself anyway at the pump.
Checking out.
I think they're going to make an exception for gasoline. I would bet gasoline gets a little exception.
That's a great question.
But it is a great question. I mean, we're doing the work of what used to be a gas station attendant back in the day.
Ding, ding.
How many gas station attendants? How many? Raise your hand. There's one where you can pull up and they'll pump your gas.
I pulled up at that station and the guy came out and goes, hey, just letting you know, this is full service and it's going to cost you more. And I went, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
He goes, we've got self-service over there.
Mm-hmm.
I drove around there and did the self-service.
Oh, I full service there because you know why? Because they check my oil. They check my tires. And they're good people.
Right.
And I'm talking about Southfield and Kings.
And it's locally owned.
Locally owned people.
Yeah. And
they're
very nice, but I wasn't.
Great people.
I didn't need self-service. I mean, I didn't need full service.
They clean the windshield. They are polite and kind and sweet guys. And for me, it's worth an extra whatever it is, 30 cents a gallon. I don't care. I'm like, I'll pay it because you guys are exceptional. You're exceptional at what you do, people will pay you.
Right. Like Tubbs Hardware.
Yes.
You go into Tubbs Hardware, those people know what they're talking about.
Yep.
If they don't like helping you, you don't know it.
Oh, absolutely. You'll never know it.
Right.
You'll never know it.
I love shopping there. Not a commercial for Tubbs.
Nope.
We just brought up locally owned
and I'm
great service.
No commercial for the gas station there.
Right,
but you know what? When you're great at what you do and you seem like you care, I'll pay you.
Yes.
It won't matter to me. I will find a way. If I have to cut my budget somewhere else, I will, because you're great at what you do.
Yeah.
But I'll take that 10% off.
Even my wife, who squeaks when she walks, came home one day and goes, I love shopping at Tubbs.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There are a few places like that are really exceptional, and that's where you go.
So are there any other full service gas stations?
Message us. Is there one in Bossier somewhere?
Is Dibs. There,
yeah, we need Dibs. To find that. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. Any other full service gas stations? That's a great
gotta
question.
Gotta find it.
Mike and McCarty gonna talk about the Sunshine Protection Act coming up this hour too. Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and on the free Keel app.
Now more breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Louisiana Ed Commissioner Mike Strain talked to us about skeeters. Hear that conversation next. Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710keel.com.
Back to the big stories of the day with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Seven FM 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty on the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline this morning. Louisiana Agricultural Commissioner Mike Strain joining us. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for jumping on with us this morning. It's we just had more rain over the weekend, and that means, of course, in this hot and humid climate, we got more skeeters than we know what to do with.
That's right. It is mosquito time. You know, when you have these rains between 4 and 10 days after you have the rains, you can have literally an explosion of mosquitoes. Mosquitoes have a very short life cycle. It can be as short as 4 days for them to go ahead and really, after a rain, to really erupt. And, of course, you know, there are a number of different mosquitoes. We have the southern house mosquito, the Asian tiger, the floodwater mosquito. Those are the main ones. And in addition to causing a lot of aggravation, they can carry some nasty diseases as well. You think of West Nile and Eastern encephalitis and others. So we need to do everything we can. You know, after these rains, first thing you can do is look around your home or your farm and drain any standing water that you can. Mm-hmm. And of course, always be prepared. And right now, especially, look, you get out there late in the evening, if you've been out there, mosquitoes, they like CO2 that's put off by your body. They like lactic acid. So if you're out sweating hard, especially late in the evening, you better be prepared. You better wear a long sleeve shirt. You better wear a hat. And you need to wear a mosquito repellent with DEET and a DEET and other things because you don't want to get bit by these mosquitoes. But you're right. They are fierce.
Commissioner, I know when I'm sitting on the porch, they seem to attack me more than they do my wife. Is there something some people have that makes them more attractive to mosquitoes?
Yes. Well, it is. You know, one, it can be the level of CO2 put off by your body. Also, if you've been out in the garden, if you've been out sweating, they like that. But it just seems that some people, they are more attracted to. Now, that may be an old wives' tale, but no, they are. There are certain things that they are attracted to. You know, a lot of times people talk about maybe, you know, diet and that sort of thing can have some effect, you know, there, but they are attracted to a number of things. And so certain fatty acids is that they like, you know, and so
my daddy used to tell me it was because I was sweet, Mike.
I would have to agree with that. Maybe, you know,
but I think he was lying to me.
He didn't say that about me.
They're looking for a good meal. And so that's why everybody, you have to protect yourself. You know, and I can tell you here on the farm yesterday, they were just incredible. We've been getting a lot of rain. If you look back January, February, March, the Shreveport area was, you know, in a D3 drought. And with this rain today, we're probably getting close to normal. Mm-hmm. You know, normally by this time of year, we've had 30 inches and we've had 28 inches just in the last, you know, really a couple of months. And, you know, post-tropical storm Arthur, we've had a lot of rain and more rain coming. And so, you know, we've had more rain in a shorter period of time. And, of course, standing water is our big enemy. And I know Caddo has a mosquito control. They do a tremendous job, and that is very necessary. But we need to do our parts as well.
We do need to know, but because West Nile virus is carried typically by the mosquitoes, we're not seeing big spikes yet. But you do have to worry about that, right?
Well, it is cyclical. It cycles. And so what happens is that normally what we see that most commonly beginning August, September. August, September is normally our worst month, but it you will see that generally speaking after you have these spikes in rain about 10 to 15 days, you have that surge of mosquitoes, and about 10 days later after that, you may start seeing it in horses. We may start picking it up, and we have sentinel chickens out there and testing mosquitoes. And then once you see it in the horses, you know, if you see that cases are being reported in horses, then it's very likely you'll start seeing cases in people. And so what happens is that you can go for years and have a low number of cases of, you know, the encephalitis, but then it will cycle, and it cycles in small mammals and wildlife and in reptiles, and that's the reservoir of small birds. And so what happens is that you don't have that background immunity in the environment, and then you get a blow up of virus, a high viral count in the environment, and that spills over into the human population. Now, we recommend that you vaccinate your horses, contact your veterinarian. They're all good vaccines for horses. The other thing you can do is put up some fans. Where your horses all put up fans, where your chickens all put up fans, fans help deter the mosquitoes by physically blowing them away. And again, but West Nile, it's going to be with us forever because it's in the wild population.
The time to avoid being outside is right at sunset. That's the worst time, right?
Right at sunset. That's exactly.
My favorite time of day.
Yeah, and for us country people, you know, daylight and dark, right?
Mm-hmm.
That sunset is, that's when they really come out. So early in the morning and extremely late in the evening. But if it's, you get out there, you know, and it doesn't have to be right at, you know, sunset. If it's really hot and it's humid, it's muggy and it's icky. And especially if you're in an area with a lot of vegetation and tall grass, you're going to see, you know, quite a lot of mosquitoes. We're also seeing a lot of ticks right now. And they, because of just the humid weather and a lot of high grass. And so, you know, be very careful of some nasty diseases as well.
Okay. Be careful of those skeeters. Definitely. Thank you, Mike.
That's right. And if you're out there, if you're putting sunscreen on, let the sunscreen dry. Then put your mosquito spray on.
Okay.
If you can rub it on, you don't spray your face. Put it on your hands. Wipe your face down. But there's some very good mosquito repellents. And so get a good commercial mosquito repellent as well. But also oil of lemon works well as the products with DEET and the other commercial compounds.
Louisiana Ag Commissioner Mike Strain. Thank you, Mike. We'll talk to you soon, sir.
Y'all have a great day.
You
too. Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and on the free Keel.
Back with more of Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Okay, I have to ask you about this story that you had in the news.
Mm-hmm.
Guy at Yellowstone attacked by a bison?
Yes.
Okay, but was he trying to take a selfie or something stupid?
It was kind of, they got too close.
Do they think it's a zoo? Do they think these are tame animals? Yes, it's a national park. It's the wild.
He's like 2,000-pound animal or more. And you got within like 50 feet of him.
You're an idiot.
And the bison was acting kind of bizarre. He was kind of rolling on his back, kind of agitated.
Well, don't they get bugs off of them and they coat
scratching.
Themselves? Yeah.
And he was rolling around and... the guy is kind of creeping up on him, and he's kind of behind a car or a tree. You know,
there's video of it?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
And the bison jumps up, starts running at him. The guy at this point starts running. Well, he's a 70-plus-year-old guy. So
he's old enough to know better.
He should know better. And the bison comes up behind him and just flips him up into the air, like 20 feet in the air.
Like a rodeo clown.
Yes. And the guy falls, and the bison's just kind of standing there looking at him.
What are you going to do now, sucker?
Yeah, where are you headed now, bud? What's your plan? Well, the guy survived, thank goodness.
Yeah,
he's going to be okay. I think he broke several bones, but...
That's called natural selection, though.
I agree.
I'm sorry.
You're a district attorney. If you really think that it's okay to get that close to a bison.
In the wild.
Yes.
You're not at the Hamels Park Zoo.
And the problem with it is he wasn't the only one. There was a lot of people around. And there were people's cars. And the bison was bumping into the cars. When a bison bumps into your car, it leaves a dent. I'm just saying. It's going to leave a dent.
Who are you going to sue?
Yeah, you going to sue the bison? You can't sue Yellowstone. Unbelievable. People just do stupid things, and then what do you say, Mike? They win stupid prizes.
Yeah, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
It's just amazing to me. The people that put their hands through zoo cages and, you know, try to touch the monkeys, and then you're astounded when the monkey grabs your finger and bites it. He thinks it's a treat.
You're shocked.
Yes. Oh, my God, why'd the monkey bite my finger?
We were at the zoo in Tyler. And Aaron, I've never had a response. There was a section, you kind of go into almost a room, and then there's a big plexiglass window on the lion enclosure.
Mm.
There were two or three female lions, and they came up kind of toward the glass. Aaron, one of them looked at me, froze, crouched down.
Whoa.
And the look on her face, my wife looked at me and said, she wants to kill you.
Wow.
It was scary.
Holy cow.
I mean, it was a I don't know if it was the beard.
She had a baby and you were intimidating.
I didn't do anything stupid. Ooh. We just kind of walked in and I said, aren't they beautiful? And she turned around and just, it was
coming for you. You're too close to a baby or something.
It was crazy.
That's nuts.
You think I'm going to approach an animal in the wild?
No. No.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah. You got what you deserve, mister. You got tossed by a bison because you're an idiot.
101.7 FM, 710 Gear.